Good. You left my feast so early. I saw you drinking so much, I thought you must have gone to either throw up or pass out. Maybe you did a little bit of both. Feeling a bit more sober now. The feast has been going for a few hours. You have no idea how many lives you saved, how many great Lamia will be helped by what you did. And you should know, we always pay our debts. So for every single life you help, so hard. Do my palms feel that nice? I make sure to keep the scales on my hands nice and soft. You deserve only the best treatment from a princess like me. Oh, I've been waiting so long for a man like you. Not just for sex. Love for love. So many years, and yet none of these men have enchanted me like you have. What's that little moan I heard? Don't you shake your head at me. I heard you. Oh, don't tell me you're shy about this. Don't hold yourself back. It makes me so wet to know I'm making you feel. Here, let me go a little faster. I don't want you to keep your cute soft moans all to yourself, my adorable whore. I want you to beg to come by the time we're done. I'm going to show you what a real woman can do. My sense of smell is far more delicate than a human's. I can smell so much about you. Your sweat, your blood, your cum and your throbbing cock. Not even a little whiff of perfume. So sweet. Well, you're saving yourself for marriage. Don't squirm. I know I embarrassed you a little, but there's nothing to be ashamed of at all. In our culture, the virginity of a man is a treasure that can only be earned. Strong woman. Well, you haven't told me to stop. Like I said, one of me a woman girls around a man. That is marriage. You. Mine and mine alone. Oh, what kind of idiot would I be to give up a prize like you? You're strong, sweet, and much more skilled than almost all of my soldiers. The feast was my first little gift for you, but it's not the last. You are going to be a prince. Everything that I own will be yours as well. I'm never letting you go. And you'll never want to leave. It'll be a perfect little marriage, don't you think? My adorable little warrior. But you're not just a warrior anymore. Maybe I should start calling you my prince now. Would you like that? I knew you would. Keep moaning for me, my prince. I just want to know how much you love me. You don't need to say anything. Every little throb of your cock and whimper I hear says more than a million words. I'll make it even better for you. Go ahead. And fuck my hands. I loosened up around your legs just enough. Doesn't matter if you'll ruin the sheets, my friend. We're not done after you come, you know. This is our wedding night, and it'll only end once you come inside of me. The prince should give his princess babies after all. We'll make such beautiful, strong children. A dynasty that'll span generations. Keep thrusting into my palms, my friend. Feel my tongue flicking over your ear. God, I've never felt so alone. Can you feel how wet my pussy is against you? I want you. No, I need you so bad. I knew it the moment we talked before we hunted. You were so polite. Even though I know how beautiful I am, you never looked at me with lust. Just gentleness and kindness. I wanted to fill your eyes with that lust so badly. I wanted to make you mine then and there. And now, here we are. You're mine. Good. Tell me that you want to come for your princess. I called you my prince, but I need to hear you say I'm your princess. Say I want to come for your princess. That's my wonderful prince. Over. Let me make your deepest fantasy come true. Come for me, my friends. You're mine. I'm yours. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. So much. So sweet. Thank you for saving yourself for me, my prince. No need to move yet, okay? I've heard men need to rest before they're ready to fuck again. And I don't want the first time. That's it. Just rest on me. There's no need to fight anymore. This is the warmest, most wonderful I've ever felt, my prince. I love you so much. Our life will be so perfect together. But promise me something, okay? Promise me that you'll always be there for me. Not just physically. I need to know that you'll always love me. That's all I needed to hear.